Good morning. It's the 9th of January. Our first reading for the day is Genesis 17 and 18. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker again. This chapter is called The Promise of Isaac. Abraham was not left wondering how the new and yet more detailed promise of God would be fulfilled. For the first time, his wife was now specifically included in its scope, along with himself. So her name, Sarai, was changed to Sarah, meaning princess or queen. Thus, there was a pointed linking of Sarah with the promise just made to Abraham, "Kings shall come out of thee." It was now declared by the Almighty in explicit terms that only through a son of Abraham and Sarah could the promise be fulfilled. "I will bless her and give thee a son of her. Kings of peoples shall be of her." In line with this, some have derived the name Sarah from a root meaning to have a numerous progeny, but this is not a generally accepted conclusion. Abraham's reception of this wondrous promise involving his wife has often been badly misread. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?" There are two important details here which we should notice. The first is that when saying these words, Abraham fell upon his face. This was not the action of a man thrusting aside the promise of God as beyond all reason or experience. It was an instinctive prostration before God in wonder and thanksgiving. Abraham's next words, spoken as a man speaks to his friend, have also been read by some as an expression of no faith. "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee," as though Abraham still clung to the old idea, long rejected by God, of adopting the son of a bondslave, Hagar, as the seed of the promise. But that is not how it should be read. It is, "Must this birth of a son to Sarah mean the utter casting off of my son Ishmael? Have you no place for him in your purpose?" And of course, God had a place for Ishmael. Nevertheless, the child that Sarah should nurse was to be the seed of God's special providing and choice. "I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." To put point to this, for this child also, as for Ishmael, a name was appointed before ever he was born. Abraham had laughed, not in cynical disbelief, but in glad acceptance of the impossible. This laughter was now commemorated for all time in the name Isaac. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day," said Jesus to his adversaries. "He saw it and was glad." There is no other recorded instance of open rejoicing by Abraham. Jesus must have been referring to this occasion. Thus, when the Apostle Paul wrote about it in the book of Romans, he was only following his master's example. "My covenant will I establish with Isaac." This was the angel's 13th use of the blessed word covenant in the space of 21 verses. It emphasised his assurance that no further delay would now intervene at this set time next year. And God went up from Abraham. The theophany was ended. It left the friend of God sure of the future and glad at heart that the long wearing test of faith was almost over. But Sarah, princess of God's choice though she was not yet able to share her Lord's fullness of faith. That was to come later. Thank you for listening.